Well, good afternoon. 7 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock, I'm Georgine Rice, and this is 93.7 FM KPDQ. It wasn't that long ago, maybe 2 weekends ago, I was approached by a very bubbly young woman who told me about a missions opportunity, and she and I have since spoken, and I determined that I would bring the information to you. And so for the next few minutes, I want to tell you about an English mission camp and an opportunity for anyone 18 and up with some provision. We'll tell you about that in just a moment. Can travel to Korea to teach the English language while at the same time being an encouragement with regard to their faith. Now, joining me in studio is Mee Young McGuire. She's the young woman that I met at the Steps for Life Walkathon, in fact. And I invited her here today to tell you about this opportunity because I think it really is just that, an opportunity for young people to, or anyone really, to travel and to influence others with their faith. Mee Young, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you for having me here, and we're really glad that you feel better.
Well, thank you very much.
Because we heard that you're sick.
Yes.
And, a lot of people are under weather lately.
Yeah.
And thank you for having me here, really. And this is kind of time crunch that I want to talk to everybody about, because we are going to another country. There's the time limitation on how to get passport, how quickly.
Now, the trip that you're talking about is July the 20th through August the 11th. Tell us, before we get into that, what is English Mission Camp?
English Mission Camp is, we are going to Korea. Student, high school, senior, all the way up to college, if you are 70-year-old and you are in good shape, you're ready to go mission and commit about 3 weeks of your time to another country, and we go to another country and we teach English there. The catch is, we teach English through the Bibles. And in Korea, some Christian gonna come, but non-Christian believers gonna come to a non-Christian will be there, like Buddhist and non-believer. They'll be coming because the face of American, the Caucasian face, or, you know, American face, and they think that's the best way to learn English. So it's kind of, we rule them in, and then when they're there, they're still learning English through Bible. And I remember last year, this one boy, he's a Buddhist, and he was complaining, calling, Mom, they're all, you know, talk about Bible all the time. And the mom said, well, do they speak English? Yeah, well then stay there, you're there to learn English. So it kind of an opportunity we can spread the word because we are from America. Mm-hmm. So teach English.
So the Bible is being used as the text for learning English. You have an opportunity to certainly teach the Bible in that process. Now, what age groups will be students during this 3-week period?
In Korea, there are students who are coming to learn English to third grade all the way up to junior in high school.
Mm-hmm. So they will be there to learn the English language, and the teachers that you are recruiting here today will be from not only this community but from other parts of the world who are Christian to teach English. Now, it might be a little bit intimidating to imagine as a high school, or I should say a college sophomore, for example, that I'm going to go to Korea and teach English. What do you need to speak Korean, and what do you need to know in order to teach the English language in a foreign country?
Many ask that same question, says, do I have to speak Korean? And I tell them this. I learned English, how to speak English, when I came to America. I came here when I was 17. And I said, you know what? Not everybody speak to me in Korean. Therefore, I learn how to speak English. Well, it doesn't sound like I speak good English now. But you don't have to speak any Korean. That forced them to speak English.
So sort of an immersion program.
Right. And then I will give you orientation. In my orientation on 22nd of June, I will show you the books and what is the curriculum we're going to teach, and the step-by-step that you're not going to be intimidated. The one most important thing is, we're going to only be there 3 weeks. I mean, how much English can they learn in 3 weeks? The most important part is the relationship we build each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's more important there.
Well, this we're talking about English Mission Camp, and this is an opportunity that presents itself to those who have 3 weeks in July through the early part of August to teach English in Korea and to use as curriculum the Bible. And this is the fourth time that you've made this trip, Mi Young?
Yes, this is my fourth time.
Now, we're talking about July the 20th through August the 11th, and most people are thinking, okay, that's pretty short notice. What's it going to cost me, and what kind of preparation is required?
Well, financially, I was said it's going to cost you $75. That's the application process fee, and they will pay for insurance in case you get sick in another country. Also, we get T-shirts and a lot of things here. But for your time commitment, that's what it's going to cost you. Going take big chunk of 3 weeks out of your summer vacation, going to another country and share your belief, that's a big commitment. That's what I'm asking. And the airplane fare, room and board, everything's paid for this year. Last year, we have to come up with a half of an airplane ticket, and the year before, we have to pay for 100% of airplane ticket for ourselves. But this time, no. Everything's paid for. I just need your commitment.
Now, who's covering the cost of the transportation and accommodations for this trip?
That's Flower Garden Presbyterian Church in Korea, South Korea, and Pastor Kim Jong-jun.
And this they see as an opportunity to have the gospel ministered in an environment where lots of people who otherwise wouldn't be interested will come.
That's right. It's a complete outreach to the children. And it's so important these days that preaching the gospel and put strong foundation on their belief since they're young, this is so important.
Well, there are a few things that you need to know if you would like more information about this. Now, the preferable way to contact Mi Young would be by email. So I want to give you a minute to grab something to write on and with so that you can be in touch with her for more information. And as you mentioned, on the 22nd, there's going to be an orientation that will help provide information. So do get something to write on and with, and we'll get that information to you in just a moment, as well as a telephone number. Let me ask you, aside from being 18 and older, what are the requirements for people who can participate in this program?
You need to be native English speaker, of course, and positive attitude. And I prefer if you're a student, you got to have a good grade.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be a member of the Ascension Church that, you know, I need to speak to you about, and I need to interview you, and I need to know what is your belief and where you stand for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. It's very simple.
So you need to be a member of a Christian church, a native English speaker, 18 years older, older. You need to have a GPA of 3.0 or higher. And you prefer college students and older if they are available. How many will be traveling this year and congregating in Korea?
Together, 45.
And they'll be coming not only from this area, but other parts of the world as
yes,
well.
Yes, I have people coming from Paris and Texas, Seattle, California, and Washington and Portland, Oregon area here.
So what are we talking about here? We're talking about an opportunity for those of you who are 18 years and up, who have done pretty well in school, you're a member of a Christian church, you're a native English speaker, an opportunity to travel to Korea for 3 weeks, for a short-term mission, essentially, to help teach youngsters, 3 years old?
Third grade.
I knew there was a three in there. Third grade up through junior and high school, to teach them English by using a curriculum that is Christian and using the Bible. It is a tremendous opportunity. I wish I was going.
I wish you were, too.
Maybe next time. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to give you the email address as well as the telephone number for more information. So stick around for that. We're talking with Mi Young McGuire this afternoon. I'm Georgine Rice, and this is 93.7 FM KPDQ. If you have a question or two, we have a few minutes, so call us in Portland at 503-233-2703. 503-233-2703 or toll-free 800-845-2162. Back in a moment. Portions of today's program brought to you by Ron Tonkin Nissan.
KPDQ.
We're back. I'm Georgine Rice, and this is 93.7 FM KPDQ. We're talking this afternoon with Mi Young McGuire, and we're talking about English Mission Camp. There is an opportunity for those of you 18 and over, with 3 weeks available for missionary work, short-term mission trip from July the 20th through August the 11th, to teach English to Korean students and at the same time have an opportunity to influence them for Christ because of the curriculum that's being used and so on. Now, obviously, the time is short, so there are some things you're going to need to do and do fairly quickly. The first thing is to contact Mi Young, because she obviously is going to want to interview people who would like to make the trip to make sure they fit into the qualifications. You need to be a serious Christian and involved in a church to be involved in this, and a native English speaker. Now, you would suggest that emailing is the best way to reach you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'll give that address first, and then also a phone number for those of you who don't have access to email. I'll first say the name, and then I'll spell it. So it's MiYoungMcGuire@hotmail.com. Now, let me spell that, because obviously spelling is critical when you're emailing. Mi Young is M-I-Y-O-U-N-G. That's fairly easy. Mi Young, M-I-Y-O-U-N-G. McGuire is M-A-G-U-I-R-E. So it's Mi Young McGuire, M-I-Y-O-U-N-G, M-A-G-U-I-R-E. And that's on the KPDQ website, so if you don't get that down, at hotmail.com. That would be the preferred method of reaching her so that the process can begin. If you don't have access to email, call this telephone number and she can get back to you with more information. That's a number in Washington, 360-834-0100. 360-834-0100. And again, we're looking for young people 18 or older. You need to be in fairly good health. It's a rigorous 3 weeks of teaching. The ratio is about one teacher per 10 students.
Yes.
And you don't need to speak Korean to participate in that. There's an orientation coming up the 22nd of June. Where will that be?
22nd on June 22nd, it's on Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's in Vancouver, Korean Presbyterian Church. It's at 5045 East 18th Street. It's Vancouver, Washington, 98661.
And again, you can get that information by contacting me on either by email or telephone. Now, again, the trip is all expense paid. There is an application process fee. Tell us about that, and also about getting a valid passport.
Mm-hmm. There's application and application process fee of $75, and then I want you to email it to me as soon as you can, why you want to go to English Mission Camp to Korea. And from that time on, I will send you application email it to you, and I want you to print that out, fill it out, send that with $75, your photo, because your photo gonna be, I'm gonna email to Korea, and they're gonna put that in a newspaper. So we are already selling the face there.
So you'll have an opportunity for a moment of celebrity, huh?
That's right. I think moment of a celebrity is going through the whole 3 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. Those kids are so excited to see American face other than Korean face. Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, this isn't an opportunity to put your feet up and, you know, drink exotic drinks on the beach somewhere. This is an opportunity to influence young lives for Christ, and that's really what it's all about, and in the process, teaching them the English language. So if you are someone who has a heart for Christ, you love kids, and are willing to put in 3 weeks for a mission trip, this sounds like the event for you. Again, you need to email Mi Young at miyoungmcguire@hotmail.com, or you can phone her at 360-834-0100. Any other details that we need to pass along?
Just detail about the passport. The time is really short right now, and the normal passport takes 6 to 8 weeks. So now you have to expedite that passport. It's going to take you 2 weeks if you expedite. Mm-hmm. And that's about $40 extra on top of how much it costs to get a passport. So it's going to be about $100. So that's all your expenses for going to Korea, getting a passport and $75 process fee.
If you have a valid passport, then that's taken care of. If you don't, you need to start that process right away and make sure you have them expedited, because otherwise it will take several weeks to do.
That's right. And many of them ask, do I need to get a shot? No, you don't need a shot. You don't need to get a visa for the. So you have a passport, you're ready to go.
All right. First step, contact Myung either by email or by telephone to get that process on the road. And certainly parents are invited to ask as many questions as you need to be confident that this is some place you'd like to send your college-age student. And in fact, you also encourage folks who are out of college that are older, they can also participate?
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
All right. MeYoungMaguire@hotmail.com or 360-834-0100. Well, I think we've covered all the bases. What do you think, Myung?
Yes, that's it. And just pray hard for this mission. And if those who cannot make it this year, maybe you're thinking about next year, pray for us so we give all the glory to the Lord this year.
Yes. Now, you go twice a year, is that?
Yes, I go every winter and a summertime.
All right. So your number is a good one to keep, and your email address are good to keep handy for future reference as well.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate so much your talking with us this afternoon. You were so kind to approach me at the Steps for Life walkathon, and I did a little investigating and found this to be something I would certainly encourage people who are available to participate in. So I do appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much, Georgine.
Lord bless. I'll give you the information once more. Myung Maguire, MiYoungMaguire at hotmail.com or the telephone number 360-834-0100. Thanks, Myung.
Thank you.